We are the 1, 2, 3 SAR Losers! What's up, you guys? Thanks for checking out the Bobby Bone Show Replay Podcast.
This is a preview of our podcast, The SAR Losers.
We're three guys who sit around, we talk about sports, guy stuff. Basically, three guys, Lunchbox, me, Raymundo, and Eddie, making each other laugh while trying to not sound like a bunch of idiots.
On this episode, you'll hear Ray confessing to us that he actually showered with his dad naked when he was a kid. Sorry, dude.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, listen on iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. Later.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's.
What's up, you guys? I'm Ray. I'm an alpha male. I'm from the North. And when I go to the bar, I'm not just casually drinking a drink. I get a can of beer or a White Claw, a hard seltzer, and I puncture it and I shotgun it, whether I'm at a bar or I'm at my house. I'm always shotgunning. If you shotgun as well, hashtag it on Twitter, SAR Losers Shotgun. They're flooding in, baby.
We got a couple more in the last like 2 hours.
And guys, let me tell you, I'm going to start this show off with a hot take that I think something needs to happen in the NBA. That some team needs to do to change their franchise. And it may be out there, but I was watching basketball last night and I said, man, this team needs to trade this individual and you're going to be like, you're an idiot.
Braun,
but first, Lakers. Let's play the game America loves. It's called Would You Rather?
Game on!
Would you rather walk in on your parents doing the deed?
Whatever the next one is, I'll take it.
Or your parents walk in on you doing the deed?
Parents walk in on me doing the deed. I mean, I ain't watching my parents do it. Like, I don't want that in my mind. You know, you watch, like, these documentaries, Abducted in Plain Sight, you know, like, that stuff you just can't get back. Like, once you watch that stuff and you visually see it, like, you just can't get that back. That's the way our bodies work. Our brains work that way. And if I saw my parents doing it, I would never. That would never go away from my mind, and I would see it for the rest of my life. So, hell no, man. I want them walking in on me.
One of the most powerful things is an image. That's why they say a picture's worth a thousand words. You're not reading a book about it. You're not even seeing a picture. You're actually seeing a motion film of your parents. That's something you don't remember for a year. 5 years. You remember that for your entire life.
Till the day you die.
And it isn't that you're their son, their kid, and it affects you in the weirdest way. You're always going to be thinking about it. When you're with your girlfriend, when you're at a graduation of your kids, you're thinking of it. At dinner, randomly, you're going to think about it. All these times where you could be thinking about so many amazing things, who cares if somebody walks in on you? I've had buddies do that. I've had kinds of people. Who cares?
Walk in on you? You leave your door just unlocked whenever you're...
I don't know if I've ever had anybody walk in on me.
No, you just said a lot of buddies.
Why do you make all that
I think
stuff
at
up?
A college said, party. At a party.
You said a lot of people. So when you say a lot, that means five or more.
I said it, and then I thought back. Maybe I never have had anybody really walk in.
Okay.
But my buddy Billy, at my birthday, he was hooking up with his chick in our living room. Freaking other friend walks in. Awkward!
This past birthday?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in the living room is a little bit more common area, so he has to be expected to be walked in on. I just would say I'd rather walk in on my parents doing the deed just because I've seen both my parents naked. I mean, I have.
What?
Like, yes, you've seen.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you've never seen your parents naked.
Nope.
You're lying.
Not that I remember. See, this is my point. When you see something that makes a lasting impression, you don't forget it.
But the problem is, I don't want my parents to see my wife naked. That is the issue here.
Why?
They've seen me naked because I'm their kid. They have never seen my wife naked, and I'd like to keep it that way. I've seen my parents naked, so if I see them naked one more time, hallelujah, let's do that.
What? If you caught your dad just staring at your wife, like, what would you do? Would you fight your dad?
No.
No, what if he was just like, like,
what?
Not just you know, like you said, one thing that makes the difference is watching your parents see your wife
naked.
Yeah,
I would rather not.
What would you do if they were just standing there being like,
His dad starts licking his fingers.
Yeah, like, would you just punch him in the face? Like,
no.
No?
His dad, Jamal, Murray's him and starts licking his fingers like barbecue sauce?
Yeah, I mean, it's something like that. But,
I
would not. That's just the one thing. All three of us have seen each other naked. My parents have seen me naked.
I've seen them naked.
Oh. They have never seen my wife naked. So, if we can keep that one factor out of it, I'll go ahead and walk in on my parents doing the deed.
All right. Okay. Let's back up. I want just a little more information on this. When did you see your parents naked?
When I was a kid?
Like, when? Do you remember? What did you see? Obviously, you're going to still remember it. Anytime you see your parents naked, you're going to remember this. So, go ahead. Tell what was the scenario? Walk us through it.
It was a waterbed.
Well, they do have a waterbed. Okay.
Go.
But it wasn't a waterbed. I mean, I must have been like five, and I may have walked in their room when they had the door closed, and my mom or dad was getting out of the shower. I mean, they weren't together. It was separate instances.
Okay.
So, it's just something like that.
And you just looked for a little bit?
No, you don't look for a little bit. You just walk in. Oh, sorry. Or you walk in, like you're looking for your mom or dad when you're a tiny kid, and you go upstairs, and oh, dad's in the bathroom. Sorry, my bad.
Man, I've never seen that.
I just highly doubt you've never seen. But maybe,
I'm telling, I'm not like Ray. I'm telling you right now, I've never seen it.
Hey, but that's how we play the game.
Would you rather?
Game on.
Ray, have you seen your parents naked?
No.
Yeah.
Just because we've always had. Home have been blessed. Homes have multiple levels. So the kids are always downstairs, parents are upstairs, or vice versa when we moved. Parents used to be downstairs, we're upstairs. We're on
different. And you never, when you were like four or five, went looking for your parent and there was always multiple.
There was the boom, you had to go through the one door, then you got to go through the stairs. You could always hear stuff if somebody's coming up or down. It wasn't like just.
No, I'm not talking about them doing it.
I'm just naked.
I'm just talking about naked. Like I was, you know, when you're like four.
Like close your eyes right now. Can you picture your mom naked? Like.
Oh, no, I've never seen my mom naked, but my dad, we always used to all shower together.
Okay, see now. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I think he showered with us a little bit late when our memories were starting to form.
I thought it's a little too often.
But that's what I'm saying. See, so it's not that crazy.
I never showered with my dad. Coach, I don't know what's going on.
You didn't shower with your dad. It was the best way to save water. My dad's like, get on in.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, our memories.
I never showered with my dad.
Our memories were starting to form.
And I've never.
Don't even. Well, no, your siblings are, you're a big age gap.
Yes, 6 years.
Okay, so you've never showered with your brother or sister?
No. I remember showering with a cousin.
See?
guys, I've never showered with my dad before, and I've never showered with my kids before.
How did you learn how to shower if you didn't shower with your
dad? At what age were you showering with your...
My mom taught me how to, like, bathe myself.
At what age did you shower with your cousin?
We were probably 10. Like 10, 11.
Was it a guy
weird
or
though.
Girl?
No, my aunt. No, two of us.
Oh.
And you know, like my aunt's the one that like.
Like two of you what?
It was two boys, okay. Me and my cousin. And my aunt was like, you know, you guys go ahead, take a shower together. And
I was at 11?
Like, I was like, oh.
You're in middle school?
Okay. And it was like, we took the shower together and I was like, all right, that's kind of weird, but.
Like.
But I'll never forget that.
My question is. So, like, did one stand off to the side while the other one used the soap?
No, man. You know, yeah. It's kind of like.
Because there's only one shower here, right?
I was getting.
You're not pushing. Get out of the way. I'm trying to wash my hair.
No, I was taking the shower, and then he would be on the other side, be across from me, and wait till I was done, then we'd swap.
Okay. Because I took a bath with my brother and sister when I was, like, three or four. But after that, I don't remember ever doing that. Once we.
Three or four, but what's the age gap of all
one,
three
one,
of you
and
guys?
One. My brother's 2 years older than me.
That's
and my
the
sister.
Same thing. It's fine.
Right. But totally at 11?
Yeah, man, we're too old. I'm telling you.
I think that's a little too old.
It was my aunt's idea, and it was just weird. Like, I even think I went back and told my parents, and they might have had a talk with them.
What was her reasoning? Save water?
We had to go, quick. Guys, we have dinner in like 10 minutes. I don't know about the save water, Coach. You and your dad and your twin brother? All three of you guys to save water?
Well, we had well water, so I think that.
Oh, so when you're 15,
that
yeah,
is different.
Yeah.
So you didn't just like let the water roll. My dad would be like, "Go on, get
at,
in."
At what
go.
Age is this? 15, 16?
No, not that old.
Hey, and you wouldn't look at the mammoth and just be like, "What is that?"
No.
At what age though?
Because your dad's looks different than yours at that time.
Yeah.
So it probably looks different now.
But like.
Well, no, I'm saying when you're a kid versus your dad's like.
It was awkward because when you weren't getting bathed, your head was like in my dad's butt.
Okay, what about the other side?
The other person the had it in his crotch.
You gotta be kidding me?
No, parents cannot do this anymore.
It's ridiculous. I can't believe it. Dude, I'm telling you, if there's anything out of this podcast that we get out of it, is we talk about some real deep stuff. Wow.
I got tears.
Me too. I'm freaking crying, man. Ray, thanks
what?
For sharing
no,
that,
no,
man.
No, no.
What, Lunch?
No, I'm not judging him because...
No, there's no judgment.
There's other people out there who did the same thing with their dad.
No, I'm sure.
No, I'm sure. And I might have, but I don't remember it.
No, there's no way. I'm telling you, Coach, you would remember that. That's my whole point.
And I specifically remember, though. My mom,
of course you remember.
No, but my mom said, hey.
He remembers.
Dude, I got to take a picture of you. You are bawling right now.
No, hey, I specifically remember my mom saying, hey.
What?
She said.
He said, I remember staring at that butt.
Mom, I remember one time we were out in the shower. We'd finished up, and my mom goes, hey, you got to stop doing this. These kids are getting older.
Yeah. How old at that point?
I mean, if for her to say that, we might have been
teenagers.
6, 7.
Okay, 6 or 7. But your dad was like, there's nothing wrong with this.
Oh.
Because he was all about it, just because you don't have to delay. You're going to dilly-dally because kids are taking their individual
shower. And your dad is humongous.
Yeah.
And you all must have looked up and just been like, dang.
We did.
Oh, my God. See, we look up and all of it's there.
I would look up and I'd never see the shower.
Wow.
So the water I got was secondhand.
Dude, can we call your brother?
So you're telling me,
is there any way we can call your brother?
Can we call your dad?
We could call my brother, but he's at the mill. He can't just answer. It's so loud.
What's his name?
Rob.
All right, Rob, we need you a phone call over here. A phone call for Rob.
Oh, my God.
Sore losers.
Right. What is the age difference between you and your sister?
2 years.
Do you remember ever bathing with her?
No, that wasn't
allowed. Because I remember being in the bathtub and peeing one time and the water turning yellow. And my brother and sister jumped out, and I'm like, I don't get why you're getting out. Because I was 3.
You can't do that.
Well, I didn't know. I realize that now. But when I was then, I was like, I was just still splashing.
What a jerk. You were even a jerk at 3, peeing in the bath.
Can you tweet that picture right now and just so on Sore Losers show Twitter, just so people know what they can expect? Just so you know, there's tears shed already on the podcast. Oh, my gosh.
Coach, that was funny. You had me laughing.
I mean, that took us to a whole new level.
So why do you guys think I love showers so much now? Because you get to take them by yourself in the shower.
Oh, I was going
to
say, because they remind me of good times.
Dude, I went for 5 years with secondhand water.
I thought you were going to say, it reminded me of my childhood spending time with my dad and brother.
I thought he was going to say that too. Guys, why do you think I love showers so much? It reminds me of being with my dad and my brother in there.
I remember that crack.
And us helping each other get clean.
No, because I'm alone and I can just take it all in.
And me looking straight up and see my dad's crack.
I never saw the water.
All right, let's move on. We've got to move on.
Last night, I'm watching the Raptors versus the 76ers, okay?
They got butted.
Oh, they got housed. The Raptors, Kyle Lowry... He must have listened to the podcast yesterday because he came to play. We the North came to play. They were a total team effort. They dismantled the 76ers. And after watching last night, I have decided the 76ers, this summer, when their season is over, they need to call the New Orleans Pelicans.
And get Anthony Davis.
And they need to offer Joel Embiid for Anthony Davis and maybe a couple first-round draft picks. I know it's taking a chance. Joel Embiid is really good. He's supposedly going to be a star in this league. Anthony Davis only has 1 year on his contract remaining. So you are taking a chance of him not re-signing with you. But Joel Embiid is injured all the time. He's sick. I don't know if you can count on him going forward. As much as I love Joel Embiid, he is a great player when he's on the court. But watching him last night, I was just like, can you trust him? I don't know if he was sick last night or if he just wasn't feeling well. I don't know what the problem was, but it was awful.
Did he show signs that he was sick or he just played like he was sick? I didn't see a stat sheet. I wasn't waking up in the morning memorizing that. Saw some highlights, saw it was a blowout, made sure that my money line covered. It did. I listened to your speech myself, and I thought that is something to know. The Raptors have to win. It was a must-win game for the Raptors, their city, their franchise, their country, their flag, their government. It was a huge, huge day in Canada.
In Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is Canada.
Joel Embiid missed shoot around because he was sick.
There you go.
I understand
what's wrong
that.
With him?
I mean, Jordan played a game sick. Joel Embiid can't even
the
do
flu
a practice.
Game.
You're talking about warm-ups?
But Embiid did play, but he didn't play very well. And they haven't said what's wrong with him. Maybe there's something seriously wrong with him. I don't know. Maybe he's out there gutting it out. But my whole thing is, when the Sixers need him most, he's hurt. He misses an entire season. He misses stretches of games. They didn't let him play back-to-backs because they don't know if they can trust his health. And then here he is sick in the playoffs. Okay, people get sick. But it just seems like time after time after time, stuff comes up with his health that is a problem in the long run. So,
yeah, but this
are you willing to tie yourself?
This is like a cold, right?
I don't know. But I'm just saying, if you want to do something bold, if you are the 76ers, and you are, because upper management and Sixers fans, they have to be nervous every time Joel Embiid goes down or anything because he gets hurt a lot. The history is there. He gets hurt a lot. He's sick. Money time. You take a risk and go for Anthony Davis, for Joel Embiid, and hope the Pelicans will bite and take that and take the injury-prone, sickness-prone Joel Embiid off your hands, and you get Anthony Davis and you get him there and you try to convince him to stay in Philadelphia.
Because Anthony Davis would be an amazing trade.
Amazing.
For the Sixers. Sixers, what do you get with Joel Embiid? Big guy shoots threes. He's good down low.
He's good down low. He's a magician. He's really good when he's good. But he's really, I mean, he's not there a lot of the times. And last night he wasn't there again. Kawhi Leonard was there last night. Kyle Lowry was there last night.
How did they win by 30 points?
They dismantled it. It was a total, from the jump, boy, the Raptors played so well.
I went to bed. It was 8-8. I placed a money line bet. What happened from there?
You went to bed when the game was 8-8?
8-8, and I thought, well, it's going to be a shootout. It was a minus 200. So it was a great bet. It was a great money line bet, and I was just feeling Raptors before going to bed, laying my head on the pillow. I wake up. They win by 30. I look like a genius. What happened from the 8-8 point in the game?
So what happened at the beginning of the game?
Let's see. What happened from that point on? Well, they passed it over here to Kawhi. He went in for a dunk. Then they passed it to Gasol. He had a little runner in the lane. They just dominated.
Gasol still making his shots?
Yes. Yeah. It was just a dismantling by the Raptors.
Did Serge play well? Ibaka?
Oh, he got a big old gash in his head. Did you see that?
No.
He had a big old Band-Aid on his head. But I turned it off at halftime because it was over.
Oh, it was at halftime?
Oh, it was a 22-point game at half. And I said, I'm out. I'll catch the Trailblazers and Nuggets. And guess what?
That was a blowout.
You could turn that game off pretty early, too, because the Nuggets steamrolled them.
Because they're in the Mile High City, man.
Yeah, man.
We don't lose at home, man.
Oh, man, we always win. We're high, man.
Oh, when do the Avs play here? We got a conflict of a stadium.
Oh, ice cold.
Oh, I felt a little cold in here. Hey, is there still ice underneath here?
Yeah,
there is ice under the court.
No.
They don't bring it in. I'm telling you, that ice stays under the court, guys.
Why don't you guys believe me when I tell you the ice is paper thin? The ice is like no thicker than an inch or 2 inches. Like, it's this much water, guys. It freezes in 30 minutes.
You're telling me I have more ice in my cup from McDonald's?
Yes.
No.
That's why if the ice was too thick, you wouldn't be able to see the paint underneath it. Ice isn't that thick, guys. It's a layer of like an inch of ice, of water. They freeze.
I'm pretty sure they leave the ice underneath the floor.
Yes. It was never an issue with the Predators. We don't have a basketball team. Good thing. It's just with like country.
Are you gonna research it?
No, do that. Give that a Google while I move on to the next.
Guys, why do you think during Predator season, why if there's a concert are there more slips and falls? Because there's freaking ice underneath it.
They're not walking on the ice.
Yes, they are. The ice is below the concert floor.
Yeah, but they have. It's so thick.
It is thick.
Whatever they put over the ice.
I get that.
You're not going to feel the effects. Like, you're not colder at a concert because there's ice underneath there.
But what makes you think the ice is just, there's like these freezers underneath the floor that are keeping the ice there? No.
Yeah, they don't.
You might want to Google that.
Yeah.
Google, do the Nuggets leave the ice underneath the basketball floor?
I'm telling you, research concerts around the country, when they're played on an ice floor, there is more slips.
I'm assuming they play in the same stadium. I have no idea. I've never been to Denver.
Pepsi Center. Unless there's two Pepsi Centers.
All right, here you go.
All of these do.
I'm pretty sure they all do.
I mean, the Pistons luckily didn't have to play on ice because the Red Wings suck.
And same thing with the Staples Center. So I'm reading about that right now. Let's see.
Thanks to
modern technology that exists in today's sports arenas, the crews that man the Staples Center are able to transition between basketball courts and ice hockey rinks quickly.
That tells us nothing.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Coach, we don't care how many chairs they can set up in 10 minutes. We care if the ice gets removed. Oh, they got a great facility staff. Boy, they can turn around.
The layer of ice on a hockey rink is only about an inch thick.
But it's still.
However, it is created out of many tiny layers of ice that makes the ice stronger. So when it's time to convert the ice hockey rink into basketball court, the walls, the glass panels around the rink are removed.
But the ice
is large pieces of insulated plywood are laid over the top of the ice.
Boom.
But the ice stays.
So the ice is still under there.
Thank you. Yeah. There's a guy in Florida, okay, 23-year-old man. He got pulled over on Sunday because he has a bumper sticker on his brown Chevrolet. And the bumper sticker said, "I eat ass."
Okay.
And the deputy said, "Sir, you're going to need to remove that bumper sticker because it violates Florida's obscenity law." And so he drives off. Next day, deputy sees him again, still has the sticker, "I eat ass." And he was arrested. All because he wants to eat ass bumper sticker.
Hmm.
So there's a company that actually manufactures a bumper sticker that says I eat ass.
Guys, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with him having a bumper sticker like that.
Yeah, like what if he really likes to?
I mean, it's kind of like, it's okay. Like the first thing I thought was like, will my kids read it or whatever? It's like, I don't even think they'd even notice it. And if they did, we would just be like, yeah, whatever. It's like he likes donkeys.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Just make something up. It's not a bad bumper sticker. Speaking of, it reminds me of, I spoke about a tunnel, like on the Bobby Bones show, on the show that we're on. I talk about these guys that graffitied the spoiler for the Avengers. Mm-hmm. I didn't mention that they also spray painted penises and like stick figures having sex and all this stuff that I didn't mention on the show. But like that came to mind too, of just like, I got kids in the car, man. Like, I can't just like have like all this stuff on it, spray painted on a wall that they're looking, because my son's the one that like spotted it. And that's hard to like tell them, don't look at that. That's just someone being immature, son.
So the "I eat ass" is funny to college kids, but people with kids, you got to explain it.
But I mean, daddy,
I guess my kid's not old enough, but I think it's funny, but go ahead.
He can't read.
Daddy, what does it mean?
He eats donkey, son.
That's not what it... What does it mean?
Oh, an ass. It's another name for a donkey.
I've never heard that expression, though.
I've never had a donkey burger before.
Then you got to go find a donkey
then
burger.
Then you got to Google donkey burger.
Oh, boy. That's when gets weird.
Hey, what it's like being a parent.
But for this dude to get arrested for it, I don't know about all that.
I mean, that's a little extreme just for him wanting to eat ass.
Sounded like that cop had it out for him.
But yeah, they must not like each other. Right? Let's go back to high school.
As a kid, you know the bumper stickers, you remember the ones with swear words in it? I'll never forget in our hometown, a guy always drove around with a "S happens" bumper sticker.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Sometimes.
And we always asked my mom, "What does that mean, S happens?" And she's just like, she always would tell us, "Just not a good outlook for life." What? What does it mean, though? It means he's negative. He just thinks bad about everything. What? It's just not how we live. He's in a bad mood. That's what you tell us.
Huh.
And so we always wondered,
Interesting. What
does S happens mean? He's a negative person. Don't act like we're not that.
Dude,
those
bumper stickers were huge.
My favorite ones were the Calvin Hobbes, where he would be pissing on a Ford
or Chevy symbol. My parents would always be like, don't look at that.
I thought that was so freaking funny. So funny. And
now there's no real funny ones like that anymore.
Right, and then the people that put balls hanging from
that's the one I was just thinking of. Those are hilarious. Testicles.
That's hilarious. Like a big rig, and they put the balls hanging from
it. I remember the first time I saw that, and it was I was older. That wasn't until like more recent.
Because it's harder to notice. You don't see it as often. It's a very rare thing, and when you do find it, it's a good set of balls.
big.
You ever go to San Marcos, Texas? Everybody that goes to Texas State in a truck,
they got the balls.
Got
in the truck.
A set of balls.
Really?
Yo, absolutely.
It's a requirement to have balls on your truck. It's Texas State,
dude. You go to a pool party. I roll up in the Trailblazer. Nothing really. It's just murdered out. Tinted windshield. Yeah. That's all I did. Got guys in trucks. Set of balls. Hey guys, is it cool if I park here? They all got their nuts flapping all over the place. I'm gonna pull it in my Trailblazer. Hey guys, I got some beer in the back. Their nuts are all over the place in the parking lot.
I grew up in South Texas, where there was a certain kind of people that airbrushed the back of their pickup truck.
Those are so cool.
It was like an image of, and it was like airbrush,
There was someone in my apartment complex in college in San Antonio. They had a desert scene, they had a wolf and a moon.
So they would do that, but then they would always step it up. It'd be like the desert scene, like the Grand Canyon. And then their truck, the exact truck that you're looking at, there's the image of that truck on the Grand Canyon with a hot chick laying on top of it.
Yes!
Like sometimes they'd up it up like that, and sometimes they'd put a naked chick on it. And those, dude, when we were kids, we'd be like, woo woo! Naked chick, airbrush, back of the truck. And my kids would be like, God, my dad would just speed it up and try to pass them as fast as we could.
Dude, now no vehicles are cool. You just got Teslas and Audis driving around.
But I do like the cars that have lights underneath them.
Yeah, those are kind of cool too.
Right? They got they light up the street underneath them.
I like it whenever you're out and they got hydro.
Oh, dude, that's legit.
That is so cool. I would never do it to my car because I don't think I could pull it off, but I do
the
like
Altima?
It.
That's right. That's what. And what did we learn today? That Ray,
oh my God,
showered with his dad and his brother till he was 11.
And Eddie showered with his cousins till he was 12.
That's messed up. I didn't like that at all.
And
I'll never forget about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, we out.
All right,
have a great day.
Goodbye.